Today, I want to discuss a very special topic and very interesting topic. So now we are nearing the appraisal month. The December month is usually start the appraisal, January, February, March, everything will be finalized. And next financial year, somebody will get salary increment, somebody will get promotion. So the topic discussed here, I am going to discuss is about when you can decide your team member is ready for promotion in sales. That's my topic. So every manager who cares about their team, they want their team to win, they want their team to get promoted, they want their team to be highly motivated. They actually want to, you know, promote their team member on time to time. But the real question is the personal likes or personal favorite team member. Is he or she really eligible for a promotion? Is the promotion based on the personal bias of a team member? No, it shouldn't, right? So I have this kind of personal experience, you know, how we can promote a person based on their ability to perform the job or ability to fit into the company policy. That's a very tough decision to make. But I have always been gone through a critical thinking about each and every team member's performance, including mine. And I have decided anyone's promotion or anyone's appraisal by asking these three questions to myself. Whenever I sit with the appraisal form of anyone, I ask these three questions. So I just want to discuss about what are the three questions I used to ask myself about that particular person. So the question number one I used to ask myself is, does he or she need to micromanage? So we all know that what is micromanagement, right? So do you need to ask nitty-gritties of the job assigned to them? You know, are they performing the job well, or you need to dig down deeper whether they are doing this, that, everything about the job you need to ask again and again to get things done. So when you are doing this, or if you ask this question to yourself, that is, does he or she needs micromanagement? And if the answer is no, then that you can tick the first checklist. The first round of qualification is done and dusted. The second question I used to ask myself is, does he or she come up with solution or problems? You know, on a regular basis, we go through some critical decision on a daily basis. We used to face challenges from competition, the market, highly volatile market, the laws of the countries. You know, there are a lot of things, economic policies, there are a lot of things which affect our business on a daily, day-to-day basis, right? So whenever we have such kind of a situation, you can remember those situations and think that, does this team member has come up with the problem always or the solution always? So if the answer is that that guy is always coming up with the solution, or that girl is always coming up with the solution for a problem which has been thrown to him or her, then you can tick the second checklist. That is the second checklist of whether he or she ready for taking up a bigger role in your organization. So the third question I would ask myself is she or he a giver in the team? So if you are managing a team, you know, if there is a common need, whether he or she is ready to subordinate her personal interest over a team interest, that is the third question I used to ask myself. And if the answer is yes, there are instances where he or she is ready to sacrifice his or her personal interest for the team's interest, then the third checklist is also ticked. And after this initial three, you know, qualified questions, you can go to the performance, you can go to the other, you know, variables of appraisal process. You'll be having a standard appraisal process in hand. So, but before that, this is the critical questions you need to ask to avoid the favorism, the biasness, which after every appraisal, every team member has the complaint, right? So I hope this is helpful, and I'm signing off, and I'll come with a new episode, and you're hearing Sales Career Accelerator, and the name is Madhusudanan, signing off. Thank you.